Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you, like me, think online shopping is basically surprise gifts that cost nothing? I already got the dopamine hit when I slam that purchase button, so when something turns up at my doorstep months or even just a day later, I've already forgotten about it. So now it's just another dopamine hit of a sweet thing that I apparently wanted, and it cost me nothing because that was past me's fault, and now I have a handheld robot dishwasher that I've used 3 times. And I can tell you, every time, it's a joy. Now, how would you feel in the same scenario, but there's a chance you just got your money back? If that sounds appealing, may I introduce you to buying a ticket to our current live show that's apparently happening on the 19th of February. Plumbing the Death Star Start 2022 Wrong is still going ahead in Melbourne at 5:30 p.m. So what are you waiting for? Slam that purchase button, get that sweet dopamine hit of A, spending a sneaky 20, B, you can now say you're supporting the arts in these trying times, and C, live that fantasy of, ooh, we're gonna go out next month, maybe we'll even make a night of it, get some drinks later, go to a nice restaurant, really treat ourselves, and then we can go back home for a night of passionate lovemaking or sweaty fingering. Either or at this point. And then, when the day finally comes round and we've inevitably had to cancel, guess who gets their sneaky $20 back? That's right, you. It's basically free money. So what are you waiting for? Head to the show notes and grab yourself a couple of tickets for you and your loved ones. And if the show shockingly goes ahead, well, then you get all the aforementioned dinner and fingering. And that's pretty good too. Once again, who cares? Life's fucked. Planning is for the weak.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're asking the important questions, like, well, usually we'd ask important questions. Look, I'll say the topic.
It's an important question.
listeners, while the theme song plays, you've got like 10 to 15 seconds to decide whose question you think this was and how you think we're going to react the moment we come back in. So ready? What would happen if Batman was Man-Bat? Now, Jax.
Yes. So,
yeah. What do you mean? Is it like
I think this is an obvious question. I'm shocked we've not asked it yet.
So,
okay.
So is this when, say, when Bruce Wayne gets his parents get shot?
Yes.
He then, by the power of witnessing the death of his, by the power of becoming an orphan, he becomes a bat-like creature.
Yeah, it's just the trauma of it, I suppose,
turns him into a
kind of man bat, as it were. But still, with Bruce Wayne's fortune and desire for justice. And meanwhile, we have to assume Dr. Kirk Langstrom injects himself with a serum full of bat DNA and becomes exceedingly wealthy. Okay. What would happen?
Hang on. Jackson, you just said. So Bruce Wayne becomes Man-Bat, but retains all of his Bruce Wayne-ness, but now you're... But also we've got to... Also, to quote you, we've got to assume that for some reason Man-Bat injects himself with stuff and also gets all of Bruce Wayne's stuff, but just doesn't turn into a bat.
No, he just gets Bruce Wayne's status. He doesn't get Bruce Wayne's status.
So he gets the power of being an orphan in the DC universe.
The moment Kirk Langstrom injects himself with a bat serum, his parents die, and he looks at his bank account and he's like, I'm a fucking millionaire now.
So we have to then assume... We have to assume. I don't know which path to go down first.
All right, let's just start with.
Yeah, which
I guess
one?
The real question is, the important question is, what if Man Bat was Batman and Batman was Man Bat? Is the full sentence.
Let's focus on Batman being Man Bat first,
okay,
because I have more questions for the other one that's going to take us down somewhere.
See, yeah, I think that it's actually better to start with the other one because I think the big question is. Who cares? Nothing happens.
No, because this means that the DNA, like bat DNA, inherently makes parents die and you become wealthy. Now, did he become wealthy because his parents died? Like, was his parents rich and he left that in the inheritance? No, because it was instantaneous.
Yeah, I just think he gained the powers of a wealthy orphan.
So what links a bat to dead parents / money?
Well,
and is it American dollars?
I don't know.
If Jackson's saying it gives you the power of being a rich orphan,
yeah, that's just confidence.
You don't actually get money or dead parents. You just get sadness and confidence.
Yeah, I would guess you would get the sad trauma of witnessing your parents die, but you'd also have the confidence of having so much wealth that you don't need to care about anything. So I guess he's in debt.
But
lots of debt.
You've got no money and two parents.
But he has a desire for money, Zamas, right. So he probably does take out a bunch of loans and stuff from shady loan sharks.
Well, I would assume he'd just have a credit card to be like, whatever, it's good. And then when it gets cancelled or doesn't go through, he'd be shocked.
Well, yeah, hopefully...
He's a sad man.
Something. I'm rich! Aren't I rich? Isn't that what the injection caused? I gotta call my parents again and double check. You're alive, yeah? Yes, but I don't feel like you are.
I feel like you're
why
dead.
Why am I sad you're dead, then?
Yeah, that's...
Why am I... Mom and Dad, why am I mourning you? Because you're still alive. I go to graveyards where you say you'll be buried, but you're not there, so I'm confused. Yeah, I'm unsure of what to do.
I have such a memory of, your pearls dropping to the floor, Mama. Did that not happen? Do you still have those pearls? You've never worn pearls, you say.
But why do I remember that, Mom?
So
what am I remembering?
But it's not a memory, it's a feeling, which is even more baffling. Why do I mourn you?
If he'd injected himself and had that feeling, he'd just be like, am I sick? Should I not have done this?
Why does he inject himself with bat DNA to begin with?
He's trying to cure something.
So what's he trying to cure?
What's he trying to cure?
Because this
great
then
question.
Yeah, because ultimately he hasn't cured that, and all he's done is he's made a medicine. What's the opposite of a medicine? Poison.
Yeah.
That you inject that makes you feel sad and that you have a lot more wealth than you currently do.
He wanted to give human beings a bat's acute sonar. Right? But the formula turned him into a man bat. But in this reality, it made him mourn his parents instead. They call the people he's developing the serum for, call him up. They're like, did it work?
No.
Like, ah!
I've got something else. I'm just now trying to think how you can monetize that. I guess if you were
the dead parents experience.
Exactly.
Like what it's like your parents die, but they don't die.
I mean, that's something.
And let's recall as well, the way it works for Dr. Kirk Langstrom, the man bat, is sometimes it's like a transformation. Like he's just a regular guy and then suddenly he gets man batted.
So he's a regular guy and then suddenly he just breaks down and starts crying like a man experiencing grief.
That, or he's like sitting across the couch
with
his girlfriend. And he's like, wait a second, honey, am I rich? And she's like, no, Kirk. And he's like, oh, that's right. It was a serum. Damn. Are my parents dead? No Kirk. Oh, that's right.
They don't talk to you, though, because you're a freak now, but like, they're still alive.
It's like you keep calling them.
It's not even a discovery. Like, it's like that guy who discovered as like fake sugar or whatever, who was like, I was fucking around with some like chemicals, and then some was left on my hand, so I gave it a lick. And, oh, it's sweet. So there's no like even byproduct here of like, we can turn this around and monetize it. I just can't see a practical application
for this.
Maybe if
you're too happy. You know, mellow yourself out.
For actors who need to act in a film where their parents are dead, and so they need that.
Are you a well-rounded, boring sack of shit of a person? No one finds you interesting because you live a regular existence.
Have you experienced minimal trauma in your 30 to 40 odd years on this earth? Well, we got the serum for you.
You want to see how the other side live? Yeah. Those that have faced challenges in their life, but also are wealthy. Want to see how both other sides live? Are you just a normal person and want to experience the good and the bad at the same time?
Here's an idea in terms of monetizing it. Because you've got to kind of like, I'm looking at one, not the other. So for the dead parent experience. So what about for people whose parents are either older or maybe they have a terminal illness or they're going to die in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
So then you take the serum first so that you experience it, and so then you'll wonder, like, I don't know how I'm actually going to, like, comprehend with it, like, how I'm going to, like, deal with this. And so you take the serum, you take it, you're like, oh, no, I'm experiencing all these things. And then you can kind of have that conversation with your parents while they're still alive. Maybe some of the things that, like, hey, I realize, like, once you these are the things that I'm going to regret not saying, so I'm going to say them now. Maybe?
No. Sam, you're approaching this the wrong way. Palliative care. You're feeling like a piece of shit because you can't go visit your dying mom and dad every day of the week. You're sick of it. But you don't want to kill them. But you're just... think they're dead already.
You're tired of it because it's exhausting, okay?
It's emotionally exhausting. Yeah. Get it all out.
Emotionally destroyed. Yeah, I love the idea of taking the serum and then your partner or whatever is like, are you going to go visit your dad in the hospital? And you're like, no, I don't really want to.
Yeah.
I feel fine. The serum takes care of it. Jackson, we've called you up. Your father's passed away. Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
He's dead weeks ago.
You know that guy who was trying to create sonar and created that awesome orphan serum? I take that like every day.
I'm fine. Lapped it up.
And I guess
right.
as for the wealthy boy experience, like, could you?
It's just a side effect you don't mention.
Yeah.
Do you want to feel rich?
Absolutely not be rich. Do we have the serum for you?
Do you want to buy an expensive serum that will make you feel rich, but we're taking your money, so I guess you'll be less rich?
Do you want to feel like you have thousands of dollars to spend when you don't have thousands of dollars to spend? Do you want a quick way to debt that isn't your fault? Yeah. We got the serum for you.
100% not your fault.
Just to kind of have this, like, hey, your dying parents giving you the shit. Do we have the solution for you? Take this simple injection, and it'll make you feel like your parents died weeks ago. Symptoms may include that you might think you are wealthier than you are. If symptoms persist, go see a doctor. Wait, what did he say?
Hold on, what was that last bit?
Wealth? What?
What does that mean? The idea of coming down from the serum and looking at your bank account and you've just spent like crazy money you didn't have. God damn it. God damn Kirk Langstrom's orphan serum.
And then you feel like, well, at least I'm going to get my inheritance from my... Ah, they're still alive!
Damn it.
Ah.
I was sure he was dead. It's the perfect serum. Batman Bat should have been Batman. Tell you what. But then that's fucked up if the Man Bat who was Batman finds out that the Man Bat who is... Batman now has been using his experiences.
Monetizing like, his experience.
So one day he takes it and he's like, this is exactly how I felt.
So it's
when my parents died and I became a huge bat. I guess he felt a bit different, to be honest.
So are you saying that the serum doesn't just make your parents think you're dead, it makes you think your parents got shot in Crime Alley?
Yeah. That. And it makes you think you've inherited the vast Wayne fortune.
Okay,
look, not gonna lie, harder sell.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad that my father and mother are dying of cancer. Oh, thankfully I can inject this serum and think they got shot in the fucking head in Crime Alley.
It's much easier to swallow. Bad things happen. I can still believe in my God now.
Honey, did my parents, Arthur and whatever Wayne, get shot in an alleyway? No, honey, they're dying of cancer in a hospital.
Currently.
What do you mean, currently? Can you just hang also, on?
Thomas and Martha? Who is that? Your parents' names are John and Jill.
I think I'm Thomas and Martha Wayne are my parents. And I'm Bruce Wayne, right?
No, God. Bruce Wayne was that boy that turned into a bat because he was so sad.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Thanks for keeping me grounded, babe.
Yeah. This injection really fucked me up. Anyway, I'm going to go buy a $16,000 milkshake. Do you want one?
Honey. Yeah? You're not rich. Oh.
Damn.
I thought I was because of the serum. Yeah. I know.
Anyway. Wait, where's my butler? I want a sandwich.
Yeah.
Honey.
What do you think about the serum?
Honey.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Babe, it's cool you haven't dumped me even though I'm fucked up.
Now, with the real bad bat serum.
Sure.
So he injects himself once and is just keeps going, or does he have to keep going?
He injects himself once and he becomes the Man Bat permanently.
Oh, okay.
But then Batman cures him.
Okay.
And he becomes regular again. But then he does it again and it becomes a kind of werewolf thing. Okay.
So when when he injects himself first, he's just going to have to. Yeah. So it's permanent. He's always going to be feeling. Yeah. Okay,
and I guess if we're mass marketing is, there's a whole crowd of people laying wreaths down at Crime Alley. Yeah. Of their parents.
Because he's still got the cognizance that he can market this, so...
And there's got to be police there being like, with a big sign, or maybe they just put up a plaque that's like, your parents didn't die here. Unless you are Thomas Wayne, the bat monster, your parents did not die here.
Thomas Wayne? Did die there.
So,
Just a big sign that just says your parents didn't die here. But on like one of those roadworks signs, I reckon.
And just people, there's just like a line of people and they come up and they're like, huh? Oh!
The serum!
Go in their jacket pocket, grab the medication packaging, look at side effects. Well, not so much side effects, just what it is intended for.
Then they turn around to leave, and the person behind them's like, oh, it's funny the serum got him, but obviously my parents did die in Crime Alley. Oh, yeah, it must have been the serum that did that for him. What's that sign say? Oh! Wait a minute.
Am I Bruce Wayne, the Bat Boy?
Your parents didn't die here. You are not Bruce Wayne, the Bat Boy. That's right! I'm just a guy! it's a $1 million idea.
Yeah.
I like that people are buying this serum. Because originally, I guess that we would just have to market it separately, and both effects would just be an unintended side effect of the other.
Yeah.
A side effect we're aware of, but ignore.
Yeah. I just don't know how you would market this unless you want experience.
Well, it's like it'd just be like a designer drug, I think.
Do you get the high of watching your parents get shot in Crime Alley?
That's an intense experience, I guess.
In many ways, I guess it's like a very specific hallucinogen.
Yeah.
And it feels cool to be rich. Like, that's got to be a good feeling, right?
Do you also get, like, say, Bruce Wayne's training in the Shadow League?
Well, it was the trauma that turned Bruce Wayne into Man-Bat. So it's got to be that experience. But you would get the experience of having just seen Zorro. So that's also bad. And you would get the guilt, I suppose, because you would think that it was your fault, like Batman does.
Yeah,
for making him leave Zorro early.
Why does he want to leave Zorro early? I can't remember.
He fucking hates that play. No, I don't
say
know.
Play?
Yeah, they say a play in the old version.
I think they go to the movies in the new one to see Zorro.
Mm.
Either way, yeah. So you would get the guilt. I think he just gets scared, maybe. I don't know.
So So you'd have the guilt, the excitement of just watching Zorro,
but also maybe the fear of just watching Zorro because maybe it's scared.
Yeah.
It's
a bit and if and you. Again, Bruce Wayne is a little boy when this happens. Mm. I, a 35-year-old man, injects this serum. Uh-huh. It's a different experience. Yeah. Do I think I'm a little boy?
You just feel like a little boy.
Okay, now we're kind of coming back around to...
Okay, no, we can sell this. We can sell this.
Yeah. The little boy experience. It's the bad little boy experience, but it's
not all
little
boy experiences are good.
Are you tired? Are you feeling like it's hard to get up in the mornings? Like, you know, aches and pains where there shouldn't be aches and pains? Well, do we have the medication for you?
Maybe you could use it, like, if you've experienced, like, another kind of trauma. Like, say you were in a house fire, and you're like, well, that was bad. But I'd like to replace that with another one. Then you could do this. It's like a break.
So does it replace other trauma or does it compound? Well, like if my parents got like, you know, got in a house fire and then I take the serum, I'm like, oh no, my parents got in the house fire and got shot in Crime Alley.
Can you trick your brain? Can you have two traumas that result in the death of your parents, but your brain obviously can't?
It's a kind of therapy. So, like, if it's a really complex trauma, we replace it with a simpler trauma, i.e. your
shot
parents
with a gun.
Being killed in Crime Alley. And then they fix that. The psychologist fixes that, and you're good. We've done a little swap. Yeah
I mean, if you have, say, suddenly a giant population all experiencing the same trauma, i.e. your parents getting shot after we saw Zorro, I assume that now we have, like, a whole team kind of coming together to be like, how do we fix this one specific trauma?
It is Gotham's one emotional hanger. Tell me that doesn't... You know what? You want to cure the Joker? Inject him with this, okay?
Well, okay. We mass
produce
this.
Any of Batman's villains, they get one problem now, is that their parents were shot in Crime Alley.
So Mr. Freeze is like, my wife has cancer and I've frozen her. Ooh, I've been injected by my parents.
They were shot in Crime Alley.
I am a boy now.
I could get over this easier than whatever this is, gesturing to his wife, frozen in the tub. Or
well... Do you think that you could use this to fix crime in the sense of, like, if everyone's parents are killed by guns, you can probably ban guns pretty easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody swears off firearms. Perfect.
Like, it's a good crime-fighting tool. Like, you go up, you inject someone, they quickly start experiencing trauma. It's distracting.
Yeah.
Then you punch them in the head.
And then while they're dealing with their trauma, you punch them in the head.
Wallop them. Sorry to hear about your parents.
Well,
and you become the vigilante, the orphan maker. Ah, it's so simple.
But hang on, because was it not Batman's parents dying, which galvanized him against crime, turning him into a vigilante?
Yeah.
Is that not a risk that's going to happen to everybody we inject?
Well, yeah. Well,
that's good.
So everybody leaves Gotham en masse to a secret ninja training center.
Yeah.
What's the name of Ra's al Ghul's group?
The League of Shadows.
The League of Shadows. Shadow League, like, we've never had that is. So many fucking recruits.
We've got a lot of applicants here.
How many of you, hands up everyone whose parents have died in Crime Alley? That can't be true.
Bodies piling up in the street. What is No. Well, if everyone decides to be a vigilante and tries to get... Because you are... You would be... If you are 100% experiencing Bruce Wayne's experiences, then you would... Your life is now on that trajectory of doing what Bruce Wayne went to do. So he would fuck off for a bit, steal from Wayne Enterprise for a bit. Do we all have a secret crush on Rachel?
Yeah, I think they would. Okay. And I think thousands of people would turn up at Wayne Enterprises to get money out.
Hi, I'm here to launder.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm Bruce. We're Bruce Wayne. No.
Where's
Bruce Wayne
Bruce
is a horrible
Wayne?
Bat monster. This is Bruce Wayne. He's just running around like a maniac inside Wayne Tower. They're trying to catch him with a big net. This is Bruce Wayne. This is Bruce Wayne. None of you are Bruce Wayne.
But we saw Zorro.
No, you didn't. This is Bruce Wayne saw Zorro. And he's a freak now. So, you're wrong. Please turn around. Yeah. We've really got to catch him. So.
It's been, yeah, Wayne Enterprises for the last 25 years has mostly been trying to keep its head above water and trying to catch this bat boy.
Catch Man Bat. We're calling him Man Bat. Cruelly. It's a cruel nickname as he careens around Wayne Tower.
Well, sure, it's Boy Bat, yeah, because he's just a boy.
He's a child.
Yeah, but he's been...
He's been a bat for a long time. Do we think if in Crime Alley... Let's explore the other one, okay?
Okay.
In Crime Alley, Bruce Wayne sees his parents shot, immediately becomes a bad boy. Joe Chill is like, what?
Yeah, Joe Chill probably drops his gun or shoots the bat.
Yeah, I mean...
Bang!
Because it's not like
bat's
the
toughness now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, bats are actually very soft, Jackson.
They're fragile.
Yeah.
So I'm just quickly looking at Man Bat's abilities on the Batman.fandom.com. Now I'm just going to read out because there's three abilities, and I just want you to know which one caused me for some pause. So we've got the genetics, biologist, professional human eater.
Wait, can we just wind that back?
Yep.
Can I just double check? You said his abilities.
Yeah, abilities. Genetics. He's a biologist.
Okay, so all of these.
Awesome.
And professional human eater.
Okay. How do you.
Again, abilities.
Yep.
Genetics.
Yeah, biologist.
Genetics.
Mm-hmm.
And biologist. Okay, a biologist is close to an ability, but not quite.
Yeah. Professional human eater seems like a job. That's all that seems
well,
professional.
Like. I mean,
he's a pro, so
he's a professional. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so does this mean that professional if you don't get paid? I don't think.
No, maybe he is. It's a very enigmatic sentence on the back. It's not even emboldened like the other two are.
Yeah, it's in inverted commas. So what does that even mean?
Feels like we've been received a secret message. That's what that feels like.
DC are talking to us. What's the head DC guy's name? Joe Foot or something?
Yeah, sure.
Guy?
I don't know.
Bill Finger?
Bill Finger.
Bob Kane?
Bill Finger was who I was thinking of. Joe Foot.
Joe Foot.
Joe Foot, Bill Finger.
Well, I mean, like, whatever. One's as ridiculous as the other. Yeah, I don't know why Bill Finger's more reasonable than Joe Foot.
Bill Finger's dead, right? And, like, Bob Kane or whatever stole all his money and said that Batman was all him, even though it was Bill Finger or Joe Finger or whatever.
Potentially. Right? That sounds about right.
Yeah, but comics love to do
Gil
that.
Kane?
Bill Kane? Gil Kane?
Mm.
Batman, Man-Bat, has superhuman strength. So Joe Chill's not shooting him. He's eating Joe Chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily. But you've got to remember that Man-Bat's a full-grown guy when it happens, gets turned into it, and is at least sort of given it, like, time to
deal with it. Like, yeah, it's like a slow change. Okay. Fair.
So, well,
but
he has
it happens immediately
whilst
Joe Chill is still holding a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Kid starts turning into a bat. Look. And you're holding the gun?
And you just killed that kid's parents?
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well go for the hat trick and kill the boys.
You know? It's a turkey.
Yeah.
It's a turkey.
Got a Crime Alley turkey. Bang, bang, bang.
So Joe Chill just... Well, isn't that weird for Joe Chill when the Man-Bat serum comes out and he's like, what's this serum everyone's taking? And then he experiences the murder he did from the other direction.
He experiences getting shot by himself.
No, his parents getting shot by himself.
And then himself.
Well, he's
like,
watching.
I killed my parents. And everyone's like, that's the opposite of what? Yeah. Well, that might make him good. Might change him for the better, you know?
Well, I mean, it means he confesses.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the thing,
if everyone knows what Joe Chill looks like, he's going to jail the moment the
serum
comes out anyway.
He's getting fucking torn up by the city. They're going to tear him apart.
Yeah, they killed
you killed
the
our parents!
City's mum and dad. So I guess when Bruce Wayne transforms, because I'm looking here at the powers of Man-Bat.
Sure.
And it's flight, claws, echolation, superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman senses. So if he's got like all of that, look, there's a chance he gets shot a couple times by Joe Chill, but there's also a good chance that Joe Chill gets ravaged by a bat boy.
Do we think when the police arrive on the scene... They know that the Man-Bat is Batman. I mean, Bruce Wayne.
Well,
or are they like, where's the boy?
Okay, so now you have another scenario of, say, Bruce
like Bat Boy Bruce Wayne and next to his dead parents who have been shot by a gun, and then Joe Chill who has been mauled by a Bat Boy. And so then you got to imagine from the Gotham Finest when they come around into Crime Alley and they see like what a happened? Bat Boy hunched over Joe Chill as he is professionally human eating him. Maybe shoot a Goblin Boy? With wings. So Death by Cop is the what
happens. But he's wearing little Bruce Wayne's pants. Because Man Bat's always wearing Kirk Langstrom's pants.
He is wearing his little Bruce Wayne's pants. That's correct.
I don't think that's making any any difference whatsoever. I think
he stole that boy's pants and ate his parents.
So yeah, I think he's getting shot by Gotham's Finest. But if he does realize he's got wings,
maybe he flies away.
He flies away, and then it's like, who kidnapped young Bruce Wayne?
Do we think he could convince Alfred Pennyworth when he flies to Wayne Manor that he is Bruce Wayne, and would Alfred look after him? Would he become Alfred's dark secret?
You know? Yes.
Does he have, I mean,
if
he,
well, if he's got, like, Bruce Wayne's pants, and if it's, I guess intelligence too, but if he's got Bruce Wayne, more importantly, the pants, and they have, like, you know, BW, you know, stitched into it somewhere.
Wayne! I'm not a bad bat.
Can Man Bat talk
human
as Man Bat?
Boy.
Nah, he can screech.
Yeah. So he has the intelligence. So what, like, does Man Bat retain the intelligence of his human alter ego? And so he can't speak.
No.
So that's going to be a problem.
No, he doesn't.
And he just becomes a feral bat boy.
He's a feral bat boy. Yeah.
Okay. You know what's good? Yep. Okay, so he avoids getting shot by Joe Chill.
Mm. Yeah.
His reward is then being shot at by the police. Mm-hmm. And then, do you know what Alfred did before he was a butler? He was in the army.
Yeah. Well,
Alfred is in the army, yes, but Alfred is a very smart man. So there is, is a very slim chance, but a definite possibility that Alfred will be there on the scene and be like, oh no, we have to find...
Bloody hell, who's wearing my boy's pants?
Oh no, what's going on here? Tangerine. All right, oh no, someone has eaten this criminal.
This devil stole the pants of my boy.
Oh, I can't help with this. Oh, no, someone's killed my good friends Martha and Thomas Wayne.
There's blood on the streets tonight, fellas. I'm not changing my Alfred to match yours. Mine fucking sounds like this, doesn't he, Governor?
Oh, no, Martha, her pearls are all over the pavement.
I have to
go and pick this up.
Some reason, I'm not out with them. I'm at the manor.
So oftentimes
I'm looking through my famous telescope at Crime Alley.
So oftentimes, Alfred will come down to Crime Alley and be like, "It's all right, Master Bruce, you're coming with me." And so he'll be there basically identifying the Waynes, and then they'll be like, okay, where is Bruce Wayne? And also there was that weird goblin thing that ate Joe Chill. This is interesting. So first off, there'd be, a manhunt for Bruce Wayne, because now it's like a millionaire's missing child who were just slain. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be like the number one priority. But
there would be two assumptions. Like that Bruce Wayne ran off, or that the bat, more likely, that if Bruce Wayne didn't turn up immediately, they'd just be like, Bat Boy ate Bruce Wayne.
Well, yeah. But Alfred is a smart man. So Alfred, while I think the cops are like, oh no, this bat boy ate this criminal and
Bat boy ate my boy.
And
I love Alfred being a smart man, because they're like, yeah, the bat boy ate Bruce Wayne, and he's like, incorrect. Bat boy is Bruce Wayne.
But I don't think Bruce Wayne would let the cops know.
Oh.
I think Alfred would be like, he'd be the person kind of piecing this all together and realize, why? First off, really crazy that a criminal, first off, just shot Martha and Thomas and then got et by a random bat boy, which is, I'm going to check my notes, something that has never happened in human existence before.
That's weird.
Maybe the cops.
Change name, I reckon, fucked up alley.
And so, speaking to the cops or something like that to be like, what exactly did you see? And he would maybe just put maybe like, okay, so Master Bruce went a bit feral and attacked Joe Chill. He's like, okay, that would make sense. And then eventually, you know, after trying to search for Bruce Wayne, maybe goes back to Wayne Manor. And as he goes in, and oh no, there's Batboy hanging from the rafters. At this point, I feel he's either going to get got by Alfred swinging a broom, or Alfred will like kind of twig and put one and one together and nurture Batboy.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Would you be opposed to telling your good friends us what a great job we did? Well, first off, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, you fuck, and it better be nice. And secondly, email us at dearplumbingthedeathstar@gmail.com, and you can use phrases like very astute point, or once again, an infallible episode with zero mistakes, or maybe even I'm proud of you, son. Any of these or more would be great to send to dearplumbingthedeathstar@gmail.com.
Okay, so follow up. What if, I mean, we have established that Batboy would not keep his intelligence and eats people.
Yes. But
get off me, Bat.
But do bats have a good sense of smell? Yes.
Sure.
Let's
not forget that it's Bruce Wayne, the most intelligent man in the world.
Yes.
So maybe he would retain a little bit because he's got so much intelligence.
I don't think he would retain maybe a little bit, but I think he'd be more going off instincts. So for example, he'd be just like, yes, I love eating people, but this person, I know them and they are basically family.
And then maybe
because he would smell like mum and dad.
Yeah, maybe Alfred develops a serum that gives him his intelligence back, and then he goes and kills and eats all of Gotham's criminals. Because the Joker is like, Batman, me and you are trapped in an endless cycle where chaos and order. But this is Man-Bat, so he's just like, wee, wee, and he just eats Joker's face, one big bite.
Oh.
We're trapped, you and me, man, Bat. We're trapped in a... Ah! 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 My face is being eaten. I'm the Joker, baby.
You want to know how I got these scars?
Hey, Ray! Oh, my God, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. I don't know if he knows what's going on. It's basically just an animal. Oh, fuck!
And so does this particular man, Bat, also have, I guess, a need for justice?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah,
Wayne,
of course, revenge.
Okay. Because I feel maybe this will just become like almost like a horror story for Alfred, how he has to care for his grotesque bat boy and maybe feed, like maybe Alfred goes out and, you know, maybe he's the
procures
one taking down
victims,
some some criminals, the people in the mob, and he's feeding them to Bat Boy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Bat Boy will get the taste of the mafia. And so when he inevitably escapes, then, he's going off that delicious mafia blood.
Some of that Falcone meat.
Falcone blood, delicious. Yeah.
The poor Falcones, the tastiest meat there is to a bat boy.
I feel like that this, what happens here is just that we're pretty much just making a new Jeepers Creepers movie, but setting it in Gotham.
Yeah. But whereas the Jeepers Creepers monster only wants to eat costumed criminals, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not, he can't eat, he can't eat Sandman. A bat can't eat sand, okay?
So
the Sandman.
Not Sandman, sorry. Clayface, I mean. Clayface.
A bat could eat clay. It just wouldn't go well, for it.
Yeah. Not much is going to come out of it.
As a bat could eat a croc.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, killer croc. Well, killer croc might eat it.
Well, then killer croc might also eat just regular man Bruce Wayne. So,
But I don't know. I feel like regular man Bruce Wayne is more wily.
Yeah. I feel like there's no nuance to the way Man-Bat takes out crime. It's like the Penguin's given a speech, and then he's just picked up by the feet of Man-Bat, risen up really high in the sky, and dropped.
Dropped onto
like a plum on the Penguin.
Dropped onto some kind of like, I don't know.
Onto an antenna.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why that happens.
Sharp antenna. Man-Bat comes down and just starts feasting.
Screeching.
Looks like Penguin would give him a lot to eat for a bit. Maybe he stops fighting crime for a while.
I like that we're calling this fighting crime.
Is he
fighting crime or is he just hungry?
I think in most situations, Man-Bat is shot. We've really worked to make sure that he's not been shot.
Yeah,
but it just seems like it makes sense to be, he's either shot by Joe Chill or the cops. Or Alfred
or
initially,
Alfred.
Or Alfred later.
Or the cops later. Or the Joker shoots him with a
Wayne
Joker
Enterprises,
Tommy gun.
Maybe like, we can't
security
have...
Security could shoot him.
What about this?
Yeah,
who
what
owns
about it?
Wayne Enterprises now?
Well, I guess Lucius
Man-Bat.
Oh, okay.
Man-Bat's a legal entity. He owns Wayne Enterprises. What's he going to make Wayne Enterprises make him... Whatever bats like. Moths? Okay.
Big cave. Well, yeah, but he doesn't have
big
intelligence,
cave,
right? So
but he can still make demands.
And so does the regular public, do they know that they found Bruce Wayne and that, oh no, he is a bat boy? Or again, if it's his little Alfred's dark secret, I guess Bruce Wayne just kind of went mysteriously missing one night.
Well, maybe Alfred would come to Wayne Enterprises for a bit of help
and
be like,
yeah.
I have some crazy news.
Well, if Bruce's parents die and then if Bruce is presumed missing, then you have to kind of look, well, who would it default to? And unless there's like being controlled by a board or something at this point, like, I don't know the structure of Wayne Enterprise, but I would admit surely Alfred would be kind of in that, I guess, hierarchy.
But if they did know that Bruce Wayne was the Man-Bat,
why would he not get
Wayne Enterprises?
Because he doesn't have the intelligence of a man.
But he's still
so
a
he
legal
would
entity.
Have he would
it's
have
his.
Like
you can give your earnings, you can give your inheritance to a cat. So
well, no, you have someone like I guess would be the executor of that,
maybe.
And also when it comes to like the will, isn't it like Alfred look after Bruce Wayne until he comes of age? So also now it's in Alfred's best interest to say that yes, Bruce Wayne is fine and everything is good.
Okay,
while he controls Wayne Enterprise.
But depends, though, because if the will says it goes to Alfred until Bruce is of age, but Bruce is dead,
dead.
That was in air quotes when I said dead. Then wouldn't Alfred just keep it?
Yeah, I suppose he would.
And
he
can use
and
all his money
he...
buying cool jackets or whatever.
For a bat boy.
Or he just shoots bat boy so that he can have all of them. He puts him in the bat cave, which is just a hole underneath. You know, Wayne Manor.
Filled with cement.
he buries Bat Boy alive and he lives off the earnings.
I can also just see, Alfred like putting a young Bat Boy into the Bat Cave underneath Wayne Manor and it becoming again like that terrible little secret that he maybe goes and like, you know, oh, I have to like, you know, feed it certain things every now and, like, maybe he becomes a bit of a serial killer and the guilt kind of drives him a bit crazy and eventually he has a heart attack, which leaves Batboy all to, like, him defend for
one
himself.
Of them guilt
and then,
heart attacks.
And then he goes off into Gotham and, you know, wreaks havoc as some kind of living vampire, as it were.
Or, what, you know, maybe Alfred makes some enemies, okay? And he's like, what's the perfect way to get rid of my enemies? I got a bat boy.
Yeah, I got a bat.
He's not strong enough, but guess what's just come on the market? A serum which lets him experience the trauma again. And if it made him a bat boy the first time, it can only make him a stronger bat boy. And so he kind of...
doubles in size.
He doubles in size and power. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
and then,
okay.
Maybe Alfred, you know, kind of rules Gotham like a sort of cruel emperor with the giant Batboy as his ward. Mm. Yeah.
But here's the unintended side effect coming back in. He's getting twice as big, twice as powerful, but he thinks he's twice as rich, bankrupts Alfred. Alfred's downfall is that Man-Bat spends all his money buying $16,000 milkshakes.
So much on moths and little bugs, goddammit.
It really just depends on really, a lot of, if Batman was Man-Bat, a lot of it really just comes down to how would Alfred cope with this? And is Alfred going to be like, I'm going to try and give this Batboy the best care that I can? Or is he going to be like, I can use this Batboy and throw it at my enemies?
Yeah.
I,
well,
do
also,
I raise this Batboy like a dog I love or like a boy I own?
Yeah.
Classic question.
Also,
but hang on.
Yes?
Is there not an unintended side effect whereby Man-Bat will become Batman and then Man-Bat again?
So you take the injection and then you immediately turn into Man-Bat?
Because you experience the trauma that Batman experienced. Yeah. Batman experiencing the trauma turned him into Man-Bat. So when Man-Bat takes a Batman serum, he becomes Batman and then Man-Bat.
That's just a recursive issue.
It turns out that having a parent shot after seeing Zorro in that exact way is triggers something in the human brain that turns you into a bat.
Turns you into a bat monster. Yeah. So I guess all of Gotham are bat monsters.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I was also going to ask the question. So how did this happen? Is it just like grief? And if it happened once, surely it'll keep happening.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like
it's the perfect storm.
It's the perfect storm. You need to have just seen Zorro, but become a little bit afraid of it. Yeah. Leave with your parents, scared of a mugger, trauma of seeing your parents shot. You see the pearls land on the ground, bada bing, bada boom, you're our Batman. Okay? By which I mean Man-Bat, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So
naturally.
Then if you get that serum and then you inject it, you become a kind of gross little bat monster. So really, Dr. Langstrom just invented the Man-Bat syrup.
Again.
Sorry, serum.
He injects himself and he's like, am I parents dead? Am I rich? Oh, it worked.
And then he just becomes a gross monster. And so you now just have two monsters that are running around that look exactly like each other. Because it's not just that he invented a serum that turns him into a bat. It's just that he invented a serum that makes him experience the exact circumstances that make people turn into a bat.
To make people turn into bats. And Bruce Wayne had it just happen naturally.
Yeah. So I guess sometimes it just happens. A positive outcome is that it hasn't been mass produced.
It is so funny, Dusha, that Batman, who is Man-Bat, and Man-Bat, who is Man-Bat, are flying around Gotham and people are like, there's one Man-Bat, and other people are like, no, it's different pants. It's different pants, so it's two Batman. Two Man-Bats, I mean. Sorry.
Yeah, that would be called Batman. I don't know, or like, it would just become almost...
call it a bat.
Yeah.
A pants bat.
It might just become like a Jersey Devil-esque myth.
Yeah.
If you have two, like, it's like, oh, you know, we had this Jersey Devil kind of, like, you know, the devil of Gotham. And, yeah, like, he would just chuff around. And, like, he started off as, like, a little boy kind of size bat, but then he became bigger as age. I guess it grew. And then...
got different pants.
How many years later? And then you're like, oh, I guess there's another.
Does that mean that when Kirk Langstrom injected himself, he becomes a boy bat? Or does he become a man bat?
I think...
He would become a man bat.
Okay.
It's just that he thinks he's a little boy again.
Yes, yeah, okay. He's a man bat with a boy bat's brain. Yeah,
Okay, and so if, say, adult Batman, who is a bat, say,
yes,
if Bruce Wayne, who is currently an adult man or an adult bat, comes across Langstrom, who is also, he looks like an adult Batman, but he's actually got the mind of a child, would the nurturing instincts of the bat take over, and so then he would look after him?
I think at the very least, Gotham would put him in a zoo together.
Yeah.
I think that would be the right move.
Or shoot them with the same gun.
The Gotham pants bat is what it might say.
Because
we don't know if this is naturally occurring, the pants part of it. Well, we like to think so.
Yeah. Would he keep the same pants like as he grew older? So
are you going to take the pants off him? Do you think Alfred can take off the pants of a man bat?
That would be filled with guano and bat urine.
Bat shits are acidic, so it'd probably have a burn
hole. That's all right, I guess.
Yeah, just a hole where the butt goes. Yeah. Arseless chaps is the perfect pants.
They were rotten off like years ago.
The pants bats of Gotham. Yeah.
And dead people. Arseless chaps bat of Gotham.
Yeah, and then people would find Kirk Langstrom serum at some point and then be like, did it work? Did we try it? Yeah. They find it. They find the exploded laboratories and all the bat fur, and they're like, "What? What happened here?"
Because you got no one smart enough to cure this. So I guess you either have these two man bats just flying around Gotham until they die of old age.
Yeah,
or get shot. Or get shot.
200 years from now, we don't know.
Yeah, they could live for centuries. It's unclear about pandas.
It is. I mean, it is Crime Alley, and if Zorro has, like, a resurgence, say, like, hey, it's the 25th anniversary of Zorro.
Oh, no.
And some little boy goes and sees Zorro with his parents.
Yeah.
And some, like, you know, criminals out there being like, you know what? It is the 25th anniversary of Joe Chill, my hero who killed parents.
Yeah, in his honor, I'm going to kill some parents in Crime Alley. And it makes a bat, and they're like, wait a second.
Wait a second. Hang on. We need some
volunteers. That's how you get a Gotham pants bat.
We need some volunteers.
Then they have a sign up there that says, one, this is not your parents. You are not Bruce Wayne. But then a sign from the other end that's like, if you are a family of three, do not enter Crime Alley. Families of four or more only. Okay. And then another sign at the other entrance that's like, do not enter Crime Alley with a gun unless you intend to make a man bat. That one was put up by the criminals.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that one was put up by me. I pulled that one up.
Just, we don't want any more man bats, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe they demolish Crime Alley because they're like,
this city's lousy with them.
This is no good. Yeah, it becomes a protected species, I suppose.
No, yeah, I guess if you have so many, man bats, just like, you might just like a dome off Gotham. Yeah. It's their sanctuary, you know?
It's a pants bat sanctuary.
Yeah, it's
you
kinda,
just throw in some pants every now and then, they're happy.
It's kind of like no man's land or whatever it was. So, like, you know, let's just like put Gotham away from the rest of the United States of America. That is where the man bats live.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their homes. If you want to go there, you can go there, have a look at them. It's a nice like place to kind of sightsee. You can take pictures of the man bats in the wild. You might get your face eaten off because they are professional human eaters. So, but apart from that, good luck. It's nice that we dealt with the corruption of Gotham by turning them either into man bats or man bat victims.
Yeah.
I guess. The answer is good stuff.
Only good things would happen if Batman was Man-Bat and Man-Bat was Batman, but then also Man-Bat again.
What if Batman was Man-Bat was the question, but there was a second part to the question. A secret second part of the sentence.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But then a secret third part where he becomes Batman, Man-Bat again.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What if everyone was Man-Bat, is that good?
Yes, is the conclusion we've come to. It's a sick.
So,
Unless
so,
you are a parent, then I guess... Well, you're dead, so...
You're either dead... Saul Guts.
Your child's a Man-Bat, so that's pretty good.
That's true. You're either dead or your kids think you're dead. Yeah. That's what happens if you're a parent.
Good for everyone. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Do we know if bats eat their parents?
They could.
Well, they wouldn't because they think their parents are dead.
Yeah. But do they eat like carrion? Because like if your child thinks that you know you are its parents, but it's a bat now and it's dead, they might try and eat you. And I'm just scared of that.
But they would think their parents were Thomas and Martha Wayne, who are dead.
Right. Oof. Okay.
Yeah. So they would just be like, I didn't get a chance. Yeah. Don't worry, it's okay.
Martha and Thomas just become the most eaten skeletons.
Okay. I just had a bit of a panic. All
right. Yeah. That's all right. We sorted it.
We put that fire out.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Want to hear more of this nonsense, but you're on a budget? For $5 a month, not only will you be helping support the show, but you'll get 2 bonus episodes a month. We've teamed up with Acast Plus to give you the Plumbing Sampler, a sneaky extra Plumbing the Death Star episode, and What If?, where we look at the important questions asked by our good friend Marvel Comics back in 1977 and do our best to answer them. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar or click the link in the show notes.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.